Madam President, Excellencies, COVID-19 has brought unprecedented challenges to our society. These challenges have not only had health or economic aspects, but also related to the form and means of governance in a medium and long-term time frame, especially with regard to the limitation of civil and political rights. As governments are undertaking extraordinary measures to curb the spread of COVID-19, we have seen the good faith effort of some governments to effectively protect human rights, and how some governments have abusively resorted to emergency power and undue restrictions on fundamental rights. Fellow delegates and friends, how many more journalists, defenders, and other critical voices should be threatened and punished for speaking out before we ensure that measures to contain the virus are not used as curbs on freedoms? How many more people must be duped by fake news before we start defending the public digital space? How many more people must be left behind because of discrimination before we begin to ensure that no one is left behind in national policies and strategies? How many more migrants should be forced to live in dire condition without access to proper hygiene facilities or food before state authorities begin to give particular consideration to migrants, including refugees? How many more missing persons must asylum seekers include before we can make sure that COVID-19 is not used as an excuse to impose forced returns? How many more times do we have to stand idly by and see violation of women's rights before we start taking actions? And I ask, to what extent some government will be allowed to enforce internet restriction before we begin to end all unjustified interference with internet connectivity? We have learned a lot from COVID-19. We have learned that oil is worthless in a society without consumption, that health care has to be public because health is public, that the science who told us to worry about COVID-19 is the same science telling us to worry about climate change, that we live in a society, not an economy. We are further concerned by the expanding state practice worldwide to monitor and closely control people's movement, even at the cost of their privacy. This is unacceptable. We have been told that democracy is what matters in our countries, but democracy isn't dying in darkness. It's been more than in broad daylight. Human rights cannot be an afterthought in times of crisis. The message of UN Security General Antonio Guterres is clear. People and their rights must be in front and center. Thank you.